Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
And as I say that, the cannon to start the race has just gone off, which means that we've got the classic frantic racing starting down the river. And as I'm looking down, you just see Christ setting off very nicely, getting into their stride. And they are followed by Emma, who are still quite some distance behind them. Christ looking very smooth, very nice ribbon from them in their boat. And they are continuing to do well. As I say that, they're just passing me now. Behind them, as I said before, are Emma. Quite a distance between Emma and Christ. But there's actually less of a distance between them and Jesus, who are following them. All of these boats looking very, very, very smooth as they come past. And then beyond them, we've got Downing. And as I say, it's a common theme, but there is a lot of distance between these two, between all the boats in this division so far. So if there are going to be boats, it looks like they're going to be happening very late on in the course. Having said that, well, who knows? Beyond them, we've got first and thirds who have got a long way to go if they want to catch up with Downing. But behind them, we have a, having said that, we have a possible bump in the this mix. And actually, just as we say that, the Newnham boat has overlapped with Queens, and the whistles are going off, and I'm just waiting for the Queens Cox to raise her hand, and he has indeed done so, which means that Queens have been bumped by Newnham. That is the first Rob bump of the day in this division, and with that, I'm going to go to Rob.
Hello, yeah, I'm down here in Grassy Corner, and I'm just being passed by Christ. Hot on their tail, though, are Emmanuel with Jesus getting really, really close. No more than about a quarter of a length in that. Really, really close to nose. I expect a bump at some point as they get off down into plough reach. And then just coming around the corner now are Downing, but I'm actually going to follow that that potential bump between Jesus and Emmanuel there. They're getting a lot. They're getting much, much closer, and it's all getting very, very exciting. Rounding the corner now are what look like first and third, I believe, yeah. And then from that, no one round coming around the corner. But Molly, what have you got for us?
I have just very heartbreakingly to me, Emma have just been bumped by Jesus. I'm a diehard Emma fan, but they're pulling over, and Emmanuel have conceded Jesus, so well done to Jesus there. We've got Christ smoothly powering on up the river now with not much worry behind them at all. And I can see Downing. There's quite a big amount of space between Downing and first and third, so I don't think we've got anything to worry about there. But a crestfallen Emma. And to Rob.
Well, I'm just being passed now by Murray Edwards, hot on the tail of Claire. They're still about two lengths in that. But further down into the gut, there seems to have been a bump, and I can only imagine that is between Queens and first and third or something like that. I will head down now and see if I can see that. As down into Plough Reach, there seems to be just continued strong rowing there for along all sides, and not much bumping going on down there. However, I will go down into the gut and see what has happened down there, because there has been a bump. Juan, have you got anything to tell us from around your end?
Yes, well, as I say, as I'm speaking to you, I can just see Peterhouse to me on the river, and it would look as if, but I'm not entirely sure, that there has been a bump between Gert and Peter. Gerton are just pulling up beside me now. Lady Margaret Road passed well before, which suggests there was a bump between Peterhouse and Gerton. I think with that, I'm going to go back to Rob. Can you say anything?
I'm now just walking down into the gut because I'm just being passed by Lady Margaret, and so there has definitely been an awful lot of absolute carnage between there, as the last people I was passed by were Murray Edwards, so there's a bit of untangling to be done. But yeah, a strong Lady Margaret rowing past me there with no one else in sight at all, so it looks like they are potentially going to go for rowing over today, but they're looking strong. Molly, what's happening down by you? Have you got any more action?
I haven't had any more accident. Murray Edwards has just passed. And, yeah, as I was saying, a very sad Emma on the side here. But they all rode very well, and they're looking knackered. But Jesus has just tucked in behind. And I can see coming up the river right now, we've got Lady Margaret just rowing gently. So obviously not with too much worry of anything coming behind them. But at the moment, that's it. Just a very upset Emma on the side. But they're looking like it was a very strong rowing from both boats. So back down to Rob if you've got anything happening right now.
Oh, yeah, I am slightly out of breath of ours. I've just run down my gut here. But we have what are like a slightly despondent Keys. So I would suggest that they have been bumped by Pembroke. And so that was a bump by Pembroke on Keys. Across the other side of the river, we have what looks like Queens parked up. And I can't see much greenery, but they're on the other side of the river. So they potentially got bumped by Newnham in that there. But Juan, have you got any more information for us?
Yeah, I've got a few bumps to clear up. So I can definitely confirm that Girton bumped Peterhouse because as I was walking back, I saw a lot of foliage being collected from the side of the bank, which was then being placed on the Girton crew's head. And I can also confirm that there was a bump very early on between Churchill and Cap. So Churchill bumped Cap. So those two I clear up for you there. So back to Rob. Back to Rob.
To Molly, if you want.
To Molly?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm just right next to the Jesus cops, and this is Jesus W1 who bumped Emma. So I'm going to try and lean across the river and ask the Jesus cops, how's she feeling right now? Jesus, how do you feel? There you go. That's Jesus's take on the race. So well done to Jesus. So back to Rob, if he can see anything down your end.
Yeah, no, I think it's all kind of wrapping up down my end. I'm just wondering out of the gut. Juan, do you have any idea what happened to Magdalen and Tit Hall? They're the only two that they don't seem to have passed me. So I can assume a bump, but I don't want to, say that now.
Yeah, yes. Well, saying that, I can see Magdalen coming up the river, like, very far behind everyone else. So it is very possible that they have been bumped by Tit Hall. In fact, it would make a lot of sense for them to have been bumped. So I think, but I'm not entirely sure, that there was a bump between Trinity Hall and Magdalen right at the start, along with Churchill and Katz. So I think that's what happened there. And with that, I think we can wrap up the division. Oh, well, having said that, let's just go to Rob.
Yeah, sorry, I was just going to give some provisional results in that case if we had a bump there. Having said that, there potentially wouldn't be many bumps in this division. It's actually been a bump crazy almost. So we had, from my provisional results I've got at the moment, we seem to have Christ rowing over at the top of the division, Jesus W1 bumping Emma, Downing and first and third rowing over, I believe, Newnham bumping Queens, then Clare and Murray Edwards, I feel, rowed over, Pembroke bumping Keys, Churchill bumping some Cats, Girton bumping Peterhouse, Lady Margaret rowing over, and Trinity Hall bumping Magdalen.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.